Vabbè, dona.
We started last time, or it was 2 weeks ago, about the Chemda Bin Geshen, whether or not there's a Cherem, when the Cherem applies to read somebody else's letters without Rishus. We saw the Chaim of this, how we pass in Aloch that you need to be Mati the Cherem, but there's a Nidu, it's not just an imaginary Cherem, it's a Cherem which is Lamaisa. We pass in Aloch that you have to be Mati, either 3 or 10, it's Chaliv and Beshoigig. And we saw that Aruch HaShulchan clears, even if it's a letter which is left uncovered, an open letter, perhaps there's also an Issa, as we saw about the Chaim Issa. So we started with two particular Shailas. One was whether it's mutter for a father to look at his child's letters without permission. A child has a diary. Is it mutter for a father to look at his children's letters or private notes without permission? That was the first case. The second child was, what happens if somebody leaves over some of the Yashin's papers from his father, from his grandfather, whether it's mutter for him to read it or whether it's also for him to read it. If it's mutter for somebody to read the letters like Amisa of his father, a parent was nifter and he left behind cupboards and boxes full of notes, derech ha'olim is, they look at it, what should be the heter, is the heter, we said we're going to get back to that. Somebody told me, since then, the inkle of Reb Zidl Tzemititzki, that his grandmother, before she was nifter, she told the children over here, we've got lots of private letters, Acham Ev Esrim, there's no reason for the children to sit over there, Acham Ev Esrim, as soon as I go, destroy the letters together with me afterwards. Well, she knew there was going to come the day that matzah, but a normal person, who isn't pre-warned, who didn't do that, L'choya, is the Issa, is there not an Issa? Somebody asked me, Punk, yesterday, also another Chetimsa, he said he moved into his house, and the previous tenant was a Goy, and he wanted to know whether or not it's Mutter or Asa for him to read the letters of the previous owner. The owner is a Makbid, said clearly that he's allowed to look at the letters, that he should dispose of them, he don't need to look after those letters, but is it mutter for him? If he's not Greek, he wants to know what it says inside, is it a cherem or not? So we'll see, this time we'll come back to these echetimses. So the first thing we have to establish is, what is the issa? Why is there a cherem? If we know what the issa is, then we can see where it applies, where it doesn't apply. Reb Chaim Palachi, in the Sefer Chikikei Leiv, he has a shaila, he's talking about a case when there was a goy who sent a letter to another goy, and the Yid got hold of that letter. Yid got hold of a letter that was sent to his friend, the Goy, and he had a chashash that inside that letter was some information that would be useful for him. The sender, the Goy that sent the letter, was the enemy of his, and he thought there'd be some information about it inside that letter that the Goy perhaps would plan doing to him. So he asked Reb Chaim Palachi, am I allowed to open that letter to see whether there's any harmful information or useful information for me inside the letter or not? So Reb Chaim Palachi starts his tshuva like this. He says, that's a double poshet, that the cherem of Rabbeinu Geshen wasn't to make a new issa. It came to enforce an issa that already existed. That's a double poshet. So he said, let's discuss what the issa is. When we understand what the issa is, then we can see whether it applies in the sechetim. So he says, it could be the issa is, v'haftar racha kamoicha. The Gemara says, v'haftar racha kamoicha means, mandasani loch l'charoch le'savit. Something which you wouldn't like done to you, don't do to your friend. So, obviously, nobody would want somebody to read their private letters. It comes under the category, under the issa of after recho kamoicha, says Reb Chaim Palachi. If the issa is after recho kamoicha, there's no after recho kamoicha by a goy. And then he says, perhaps there's another issa. Perhaps there's the issa of l'selich rochel ba'mecho. Like there's the issa lashon hara, there's the issa to be megaleh, so to pass on information or something which is harmful. Says Reb Chaim Palachi, if there's an issa of haftun recho kamoicho, if there's an issa of lisenech recho la'amecho, that's the reason ba'amecho, it doesn't apply by a goy, so it should be mutter to read the goy's letter. It doesn't come under the issa of lisenech recho ba'amecho, you're allowed to read it. Then he says, perhaps there's another issa of goy nevdas sabrius, if you're not allowed to try and be merame anybody, and the Gemara says in Chulin, not only you're not allowed to be merame, even a goy, you're not allowed to cheat a goy. Says Reb Chaim Palachi, if that's the reason, it applies even by a goy, so you're not allowed to open it up. Then he says, perhaps the reason is another issa, Shol Shalemi Das. He brings out a tshuva from Teres Chaim, a Sfadish gone from about 350 years ago, who says over there that the issa is Shel Shlemidas, you use somebody's thing without permission, the Gemara says it's a Shel Shlemidas. So if you're using information inside somebody else's letter, you're reading it without permission, it's a Shel Shlemidas. If it's Shel Shlemidas, there's Gneva Bagoy, also you're not allowed to. So he goes backwards and forwards, what's the reason of the Issa? And then he says, but I don't see much of a het over here. Some of the reasons should be muta, sasham bi asa. And he leaves off the tshuva quite vague, whether it's muta asa and the sechet himsa. So before we see by cotton whether or not it's muta for father to read his child's letters, we have to see what's the reason of this and see whether it applies by cotton. It's interesting, the amount of people have told me, read your father to read his child's letters. What's the shayla b'chal? Avad it's muta. Of course it's muta. What should be the issa b'chal? It's my paper, it's my thing. L'choya, the muskil rishon is, if you see the reason why it's osa, why there's a chem da ben geshen to read somebody else's letters, the muskil rishon is not that it's muta, it's osa. Why shouldn't it be osa? If there's the reason, they say l'chorochol b'amecha. Let's say the reason of Reb Chaim Palachi says you're not allowed to read somebody else's letters because it comes under the heading of l'sei l'chorochol b'amecha. You're not allowed to read. It comes under Lashon Hara, the subcategory of Lashon Hara. Punto last week in Ritzin Zach, somebody was going in a car together with Reb Chaska Levenstein, the Mashkiach of Ponovich Mashkiach, before the war, the Mashkiach in Meir. He came back from Levi, from Alta Bocha, and seemed like the way the Maaseh was brought down that this Alter Bacher was married before the war and lost his wife prior to the war. It was Alter Bacher and Ponovich, and the Pchaskel had to matriach himself to go to the Kvura, and this person was in the car with the Pchaskel on the way back from the Levi. So he told the Pchaskel, yeah, we just came from Levi from Alter Yid. But you know, I come from a shtetl before the war. There was lots of Alter Yid, and people over there lived well into the 90s. And I'll tell you the reason why, he told the Pchaskel, you know why they lived at Azev Chariches Yomim? Because in our town, we were makbid what we ate. Nowadays, people eat tunas, what they put into their mouths. I was makbid, and in our town, all the people were makbid, but only ate healthy foods. Eat healthy foods straight in the Rambam, that Mimele brings it to Ariches Yomim. So the Pchaskel asked him, was it a big shtetl or a small shtetl? He told him the name of the shtetl. He said, I don't know that shtetl. Tell me a bit about it. Was it a big shtetl or a small shtetl? So the fellow told him, it was a very, very small shtetl, kom a minyan, there wasn't many of us there in the town. So Pchaskel said, was vashreiti, you think the people who were zecha in that town, Tariches Yomim, because of the healthy foods, a kleiner shtetl means there was not much to gossip about. A veni galoshen hora, in posuk shteit, me yeshachov it's chayim, oiv yomim le estev, ne tzeru shenchem ero, men shatak yitin amboy, le zecha Tariches Yomim, nothing to do with the food, and loshen hora, if a person is nizah from loshen hora, zecha Tariches Yomim. Lashon Hara doesn't only mean Lashon Hara by speech, it means also if this comes under the category of L'Sei Lech Rochel, then a person who reads somebody else's letters also comes under L'Sei Lech Rochel, a shayla of a Lashon Hara department. If it's also to talk Lashon Hara on a child, like the Chofetz Chaim says, then who are then it's also as Lashon Hara, as L'Sei Lech Rochel, to read the letter of a child? If the reason is V'hafter Rechel Kamoicho, V'hafter Rechel Kamoicho is avada by a child, there's no shayla, there's no V'hafter Rechel Kamoicho by a child. Now, Chashochan, interesting, he didn't have a Mufurish Gemara for it, but Chashochan is in Hilchas Purim. He discusses whether or not you can send Mishlach Monos to a cotton. The Pasuk says, Mishlach Monos ish l're'eyu. L're'eyu, does it koil a cotton or not? So Chashochan says, Chamishkin Raya, but it must not be, because the Pasuk says also, the Lashon re'eyu, v'chiyigayich ish shoy ish as shoy re'eyu. Your ox damages the ox of your friend. The Torah also uses Lashon re'eyu, and your chayiv, even if you damage your ox of a cotton. So it says, re'eyu goes on a cotton. It says in the Pasuk, Mishlach Monos ish l're'eyu, but Mishlach Monos has to be that it goes also on a cotton. That's the only Raya had. Interesting, he didn't have any more Raya than that, but yeah, it doesn't go in that. So that's his right. If you see from the Ocha Shulchan, it goes after also L'Reach must go on a cotton for that same price. So if the reason is after Reach HaKamoicho, then who are they? My cotton, it's also. If the reason is because it's the Shail of Gneva, a cotton has Kinyonim. No, a cotton has Kinyonim. You paskin, that's also Tegana from a cotton. As I said in Shulchan Ocha, a cotton has Kinyonim. So L'Choya, as all the reasons that there should be osa to read a private letter of a gadol, wherever the reason of the chayim, for the same price, it's osa to read the letter of a cotton, without permission. Now, the hanocha of Reb Chaim Palachi, that which he understood, that the chayim must have been to reinforce the issa that already existed, that's a chiddush, because you could understand the issa to marry two wives, the other chayim of Rabbeinu Geshen. A person is not allowed to marry two wives. There's no real issa in the Torah. Now, im kol zeh, as priest, whatever the reason he did it, he made the new takonah. So it could be that chayim of Rabbeinu Geshen wasn't based on the Issa Deraisa. It was a new Issa. Baruch Haim Palachi understands that it was Zicha, an Issa there already, which it came to reinforce. Besides for Baruch Haim Palachi taking on that way, there are quite a few Achorin who also understand it the same way as Reb Chaim Palachi, that there must be another Issa involved. Not that the Issa came to enforce another Issa, but there is another Issa involved. Some of the Achorinim say that what happens if you have a letter that was disposed of, a private letter that was written to somebody, and he throws it out. Is it mutter to read that letter, is it also to read the letter? Says the Alochus Ketanus. The Alochus Ketanus is Rabbi Akiv Chagiz. Also around that school for 300, 350 years ago, Rabbi Akiv Chagiz writes, we've got two tshuvas. One tshuva, he says that if it's a shiloh, the letter's been disposed of, the person who the letter was written to discarded it, he doesn't care about it, so you're going to say the cherem doesn't exist anymore. Says Reb Chaim Palachi, very good as far as the recipient is concerned. He disposed of it, but there's somebody who wrote the letter. The person who wrote the letter is still makbet. How do you know he doesn't care about it? What's about those isurim, the person who wrote it? So he doesn't say that the reason of the cherem is because of the other isurim, but he sees bothered by other isurim. Then every time when one reads a letter without permission, there are other isurim involved. In another place, he writes that what happens if a person receives a letter and it didn't say on the top, Pagin derabenu geshen. Pagin is Rosh HaTevis. Peretz geder yishchenu nochosh. Some of the chayim hold only when it says that on the top of the page is there the chayim. So he writes over there, the Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, what happens if it didn't say Pagin on the top? Is it also a problem, is it not? So he said, forget about the Chayim Dabin Negeshen. But there's another thing. Does they say Lechrochel? If they say Lechrochel, even if you don't write Pagim, there's still a problem, they say Lechrochel. So you see that Chayim are all very busy, that besides for the Chayim, either because of the Chayim or besides for the Chayim, there are other Yisurim involved. Which makes a big nafkumin also. A lot of people ask, the Chayim Dabin Negeshen, what does it go on? It says that if you read a letter which is written to a friend, without, you're not allowed to look at it without permission because there's a Chayim to read it. What happens, you asked last time, on a text message. Somebody lends his phone out to somebody else and there's a text on the phone, you read it without permission. L'choyra min Svara says it's the same thing, dav dafka, on something that's written. L'choyra, it's the same thing. Now what happens if a person looks at somebody else's picture? Sometimes a picture, a private picture, and you look at it without permission. The stafka on a letter that was written, some text on the message aside, or a picture for the same price. What happens if somebody eavesdrops to somebody else's conversation? Does it also belong under the chayim? These things are very unclear. It's not things that are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. But the echetimuses with these yisurim are negea on a daily basis. A person listens to somebody else's conversation. But Chaznish is Yidua. When Ben-Gurion came to the Chaznish, so Dodel Frankel at the time wanted to hide behind the couch in the room by the Chaznish. And the Chaznish, who never asked, was never involved in the furniture in his house, he asked that please take out the couch before Ben Gurion came inside. They didn't want anybody to listen into that conversation. He said to take it out beforehand. But let's say he would have listened into that conversation. Does it come under? Is it mutter? Would it be mutter such a thing? Perhaps it's even a chayim to listen then. Perhaps it was his siyata d'shmaya. They wasn't zeicher to stay into the room. The Gemara says on what?
Was hiding under the bed.
To learn, but by the gone also, by the gone, and she also by Lil Seda, the Tamidim said, Damach, Sefer's no Meiser, there was a Tzeicha Teles, or a person who's done Nigrig to listen in to somebody else's discussion. Lachorish, a commander, these Isurim. A person sees something going on in Yana's house. Somebody gives him his keys for his holidays, he's going away for his house, look after my house, and we just check everything's right. He wants to know Yana has an exercise bike in his house. He's always nagging to know, does he or doesn't he? I've asked him 100 times, he's never told me the truth. I've got the keys in my hand, he's away on holidays for 2 weeks, I'll walk around and I'll see it. It's an Issa, it's not an Issa. It comes under the Cherem. Well, Zicha comes under some of, Zicha comes under. What? Bandit also comes under Reb Chaim Palachi after he finishes that tshuva over there. Zicha comes under, yeah. I wouldn't, the friend would do back to him, so they're both in the wrong. But anything that you wouldn't want done to you comes under the Zichum. So perhaps even if the Cherem doesn't apply in all these Zichatim says, but when Zicha has to take into account all the other Yisurim, and the other Yisurim of after Kmoicha, or Lisei Lechroch, or these Yisurim do apply. So let's go back to the case of
the keys,
he said not to go around, peeping in.
The house, when does it go around? and then we went to the information was. Why is he in the house
with the watch? So in the just if anything goes wrong, go check if everything's here. Okay, to check over here.
Not to go around.
A person is visiting his house, and when I go, the curtain's a bit open, and I go close to the window to look at it, and I say, you know, wouldn't want you to do it. It comes under heading, Zicha comes under after Chokomoicha, which is a deraisa. Whether it comes under the Chayim, Ken McLaren, a picture of Chayim does, it's hard to know exactly where one draws the line, what does, it doesn't come under the Issa, the Chayim of Rabbeinu Gershon, but even if it doesn't come under the Chayim, it certainly comes under some of the other Issurim. So what's the case of a cotton?
It's a hidden picture. If it's got a picture there, in albums. That's but, there for you.
But it's there. In his private house. In his private house.
Yeah, usually
they're there. Okay, so in the we do something that was opens a room that shouldn't have opened up yet. All these echetim says, Daphne Vesel, when is the mutter was also. Well, go back to the case of a cotton. A child has a diary, and a parent, l'choira, is also a pidin to look at this diary or anything private that belongs to a child without permission. But he's doing it to Ellis. What's in the chitimsa that a child, I have a feeling that he's bottling something up inside him. Is it mutter, is it also? So Yaakov Chagiz has a chitimsa that's similar to the case of Reb Chaim Palach. He has a chitimsa where also somebody was carrying a letter to a friend and he thought there was some harmful information inside it. And he wanted to know what should he do with it. Is he allowed to open it up? Right? Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, open it up. Chas v'shalom, stach chayim. How can you open up somebody else's letter? You can't open it up. To return it to the owner? Don't return it. You're silly for giving it back. He'll find another shliach to give it over. You should destroy the letter. Dispose of it. Interesting. Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz was easier by him to be over the issa of called gneva or gzela, to get rid of the letter rather than looking at somebody else's letter without permission. However, in Chaim Dar Ben Geshem, we do find that if it's l'te'eles, then perhaps it's not asa. Kegoy in the Rashba, which B'Shosef brings down, not over here by in Hilchas Charomim, but brings it down by the issa for a person to marry two wives, or issa for a person to divorce his wife Bal Kocho. Says the Rashba, that if somebody was mazana, a lady was mazana, then the husband is allowed to divorce her Bal Kocho. Why? Because it's not mistaba that the chayim was given for this echetimsa. The chayim was given to do good. If it's going to cause such damage, it's not mistaba that the chayim was given. So you see the Rashba already throws in such a svara that when it's done l'te'eles, the chayim doesn't exist. Now it's not a blanket hat that they can use in every echetimsa. And Shulchan Aruch says that the person's not allowed to marry two wives. As machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, if a person to do mitzvah sibum, who is also mitzvah, he's marrying his sister-in-law in the case in the Torah when it was mutter, whether he's allowed to do it or is over the chayim d'Rabbeinu Gershon or not. He's also doing it to be mekayim a mitzvah. Nevertheless, it's not so posh, it should be mutter. But you see, that's already a Pesach, that if it's something that's done l'tei elis, then there's no chayim d'Rabbeinu Gershon in that echetimsa. So we have a reason, efshe should be mutter. Now, on each issa, if you take issa by issa, l'choir al-kama, that to look at a child's diary, l'tei elis, there's no chayim d'Rabbeinu Gershon. If there is issa is so Chofetz Chaim says, Loshon Hara, L'te'eles, as Mutter, somebody asks you information for Shidduch, says the Chofetz Chaim, and there's some information that you pass on will avoid them later on from pain. Loshon Hara, L'te'eles, as Mutter. So if it's L'se'elich Rochel, we see in L'se'elich Rochel, there's a heter, L'te'eles. So to look at a child's thing, L'te'eles, is going to be Mutter. If it's V'hafter Rechel Kamoicho, it's certainly Mutter if you're doing it for the T'eles of the child. And if it's hit, if it's a Shiloh of Geneva, so we see that a Rebbe is allowed to take away items from a child, L'te'eles. Why? The Achronim Mutter, why is it so posh, it's Mutter? But it is Mutter, the Achronim take on, it has to be its Mutter. The best reason they can find is because if the Gemara says it's mutter to hit a child, you're also over in Issa when you hit a child, and that's mutter, l'tzer chinuch, so it's also mutter in echetim set the ganav. However, says the Shlomo Zalman, that if a person, ganav, takes a thing away from a child, he says a Rebbe in Cheder takes an item away from a child, and he doesn't put it back, he doesn't give it back, he only needs to take it really for one day, and he doesn't give it back at the end of the year to the child, he says that's the Shlomo Zalman. It's a mamsha gneva. A gneva der Isa, gneva der Rabbanon, but child also has kinyonim. It's not a heta that enables a Rebbe to do anything. As much as is needed, let Elis, you're allowed to do it. That's what the heta is. So if a father looks at his child's things in order to know where there's no worry, then lechoira, as all these isur should be mutter. That means it's also to do it when it's not let Elis. When it's let Elis, lechoira, a father can look at his child's letters. Abba. any age, yeah. So whatever, if it's his job to be mechanachim and he can help him, you see in the Rashba that the takana wasn't given when it was going to with this, to Ellis to
mechanachim, 50-year-old child.
Right, perhaps it's not his job to be mechanachim, but whatever, there's a mitzvah chinuch on a father and a child, whatever the age is, either say it's 18 or 18 or 22, whatever the age is, their father's allowed to, till what age he's allowed to be mechanach's child, so lechoyer, as much as he's allowed to hit him, lechoyer is allowed to look at his nose. Pardon? If it's to Ellis, it's any age. Yeah, but you see in the Akif Chagiz, not everything which is to Ellis is mutter. Chinuch is mate. These sort of zoom. Yeah, but in mitzvah chinuch, Hakaponi was allowed to. Go back to a case when a father leaves a person yashins papers from somebody else. A person yashins his letters from his father, from his grandfather. Somebody told me yesterday, 2 days ago, he said his father was nifter. He went through the letters of his father. He said the children there, they found letters mentioned on Gezigel, their father. He was so mamish, the people who annoyed with the father, the letters that they wrote to the father, said the children were shocked. I said, never mind, the children were shocked. Perhaps, never mind, the Kosev, actually, you were even Nissa, who gave you a heter to look at the letter? A person writes a letter to somebody else. I write a private letter. I'm angry with a person. I don't know how to give that person permission to show it to everybody else. I wouldn't like my letters plastered over all the walls if I wrote something insultive. I wrote it to the person. It's for him, for nobody else. It is a reselech rochel. It's mamish issa reselech rochel, because a man that person's alive to read the letter. Now to talk losh, if the issa to look at a letter comes under loshon hara, that's one of these things which are very unclear. Is there loshon hara on a mace? Is there an issa loshon hara to talk on a mace? Yeah. So we know there's a chayim with a shemra on a mace. Is there issa loshon hara on a mace? Something which is very, very unclear. The Gemara says in Brachas that talking loshon hara on a mace is the equivalent to talking loshon hara on a stone. The Gemara says either because they don't hear about it. Pardon?
You have seen a letter from
someone's
parents, the author of the letter.
So I'm saying besides for the author. If there's an author, that's the Shaila. Besides for the author, if it's as the person himself, the recipient of the letter, somebody wrote a private letter, private information on a piece of paper, and he's gone. I'm allowed to look at it. If the person himself is gone, there's no two people involved, private information on a letter. Are you allowed to read it? You're not allowed to read it. The Lashon Hara on a mace, okay, so it's late already. The Pashtus is there's the Issa Lashon Hara on a mace. The Pashtus is that there's Issa to do bad middas of after Recha Kamoicha, even on a mace. The Rambam says you have to bury somebody because after Recha Kamoicha. So all the Isurim, Lechoyre, even on the letter of a mace, Agamas, the Olam, Anoik, that the Isurim don't apply. Lechoyre, they do apply. So if it's Lata Eles, or if it's to find out, maybe to get rid of something, or it's time to read the letter of a mace, Lechoyre, should come under the heading, if not the chayim of the benegeshen, akaponim, all other yisurim involved.